Metro Milwaukee has a segregation problem. It's a problem we're digging into this week with our series, Project Milwaukee, Segregation Matters. Already we've heard how over time racial lines have been created here, dividing the area into distinct black, white, and Latino neighborhoods. As a result, many local schools have also become segregated or resegregated, according to researcher Mark Levine.
The rate of black students attending some education researchers call near apartheid schools, 90% minority schools, in Milwaukee is exactly the same as it was in the 1960s.
While many Metro Milwaukee schools lack diversity, there are at least some attempts to teach other cultures. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello looks into how a few schools are trying to bridge the racial divide.
How much does school integration matter? Not much, according to Howard Fuller.
I frankly am less concerned about the racial makeup of the school than the quality of the learning environment.
Fuller was once superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. Now he's a school choice advocate, and he sits on the board of the Black Alliance for Educational Options. It helps African-American, mostly low-income families pick the right school for their kids. And Fuller says the majority of parents he works with have bigger concerns than a school's racial diversity.
Many poor families, particularly living in the city of Milwaukee, they're just trying to find a quality school, a school that is going to teach their kids how to read and write and think and analyze and compute and give them some kind of chance of having a decent life.
Yet others in Milwaukee think schools must also address the big picture, students' unique places in the world. So there are teachers in the city and the suburbs trying to make education about more than scholastics. It's all about African rhythms today at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary. Middle school musicians sit on chairs along one wall in the gym, pounding out fast-paced rhythms on their drums, while younger students sitting on the floor sway and bob. Teachers don traditional African garb. Native flags line the walls, along with printed photos of Prince, Miles Davis, Barack Obama. It's all part of King's Black History Month program. But the celebration hasn't ended with February. King is an African-American immersion school, so black culture is a focus year-round.
I think it's our deliberate effort to promote and highlight the history and the heritage of persons of African descent.
Marcus Arrington is principal.
People don't even know the contributions of minorities to helping to make Milwaukee a great place on the Great Lake.
Arrington says King's mission reflects its demographics. 97% of students here are black, and most come from the surrounding Harambe neighborhood, a predominantly black part of town. That kind of sameness is common in Milwaukee classrooms. For a variety of historic reasons, children tend to go to school with kids who look like them. Arrington says that shared culture makes it easy to focus inward, but doesn't erase the need for wider context.
I do think that there's room and even need for at least one space where more of the story can be told. Any group needs to be grounded in the sense of self, but they also need to be open to learning about others.
Learning about others is happening 14 miles south at Greendale Middle School. Colleen Perry teaches 8th grade social studies at this predominantly white school. She says she recognizes the need to broaden lessons about America for her students.
They're in a majority, you know, white situation, so I think that is a disadvantage. But I also feel I don't want to study history without paying attention to who they are.
And, Perry says, to the triumphs and struggles of various ethnic and racial groups. She says students here regularly learn and talk about race, and it's clear they're aware of biases they might hold. Here's a student named Glenn during a recent class discussion.
Race can also differ on the places you live in. So here, the majority in Greendale, I guess, is white. In America, it's also white. And say we go to a place where we're not the majority, then we're viewed differently.
A lot of kids are waking up. They're waking up to be the people that they will be. So I just feel like to jump on this moment with them and be able to help them to understand the world around them in a different way.
Despite teaching different populations, educators in both Greendale and back at King Elementary cover the same core subject material, such as math and English, along with dropping a dose of culture into the curriculum. School historian Jim Nelson says it's important to provide both. Nelson wrote a book about the history of segregation in Milwaukee schools, and he insists education must be about more than producing academic achievers.
Academics is really certainly important, but I would say the most important thing is life perspective, understanding how the world works, your place in it, how you can achieve more.
Nelson says ideally, students would learn together in mixed-race settings because that is the world they will enter once they leave the confines of their schools. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.